place else you'd rather be than right here, right now. When it's too tough for them, it's just right.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I am your host of Locked On Bills. Good to be with you today. I am focusing today's podcast entirely on reflecting back on Sean McDermott's press conference here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. I was able to attend this press conference and have some major takeaways from McDermott's comments that give us some insight into how he perceives the team and some ideas for what Buffalo could be looking to do this offseason. And so I'm going to spend today's episode reflecting back on that presser, as well as some other nuggets that have come along from other media members' conversations with McDermott. The first thing that I want to mention is his comments about tight end. And it was really interesting how he answered the question about the importance of a tight end for a young quarterback like Josh Allen. And his answer here really tells us a lot about not only the tight end position, but the wide receiver position, as well as the offensive line. And so basically, when he was asked about the importance of a tight end for a young quarterback, he responded by saying, the number one thing you want to do is make sure that you have your quarterback protected. If you start there and start building out from there, the tight end position is important for a quarterback. So it's interesting that he answered a question about the importance of a tight end for the quarterback, and he took the opportunity to mention first and foremost, the number one thing is to make sure you have the quarterback protected. And it just further cements the idea that Buffalo is looking to build this offensive line potentially in the draft. Now, I don't know if he means that the offensive line investments are going to come in free agency or the draft, but it certainly seemed like it was the top priority for this offense. And so I don't think there's any question that Buffalo is going to make strong investments there, but right now, when I start thinking about the Bills' plan at number 9, I am fixated on offensive line. I'm fixated there until they prove to me that they've made real strides in free agency. And if they don't, you can expect that to be a major emphasis in the draft. But number one priority for the Buffalo Bills this offseason really appears to be the offensive line, and I don't disagree with that. Now, McDermott did go on to talk about the tight end position. So after he said the number one thing you want to do is make sure you have the quarterback protected, he said the tight end is an important position for the quarterback. Being around a couple of good tight ends in my history, both in Philadelphia and Carolina, namely Chad Lewis and then Greg Olsen, you see how that helps a young quarterback, whether he becomes a security blanket, he can turn a 5-yard completion into a 15-yard gain. Obviously, the work on third down in the red zone, I think it goes without saying how important the position is. Credit to whoever made that parallel. I think it was on Twitter Tuesday. Somebody had said, hey, look, you know, just kind of based on McDermott's experience in Carolina and having Greg Olsen and seeing him have such great production there and how valuable Olsen was to Cam, can you really see Buffalo wanting to replicate that and make sure that Josh Allen has a good tight end that he can rely upon? And so good job connecting those dots. And we certainly agreed with you on the Tuesday podcast, and then steamrolls right into the Wednesday presser with McDermott, where he specifically mentions, you know, that he's been around some good tight ends, mentions Greg Olsen, saw how impactful that was for Cam Newton, and said that, you know, basically said, hey, look, we'd love to have that here in Buffalo. So you can obviously, Jason Kroom's the only tight end on the roster, and McDermott did have some positive things to say about Kroom, but certainly didn't. There's more work to be done there, and I think you'll see some investments made at the tight end position here in the coming months. It's interesting though. So as elaborate as McDermott was in taking the opportunity to talk about the number one thing was protecting the quarterback, and then he talked about tight end, when he was asked about searching for a number one receiver, he didn't have all that much to say. He said, let's make it really simple. I'm looking for guys that can get open and catch the ball. I mean, it doesn't get any more simple than that. And so I don't know if his dismissive tone was trying to cause some concern, not necessarily concern, but some curiosity that maybe from a draft perspective or from a free agency perspective that offensive line was going to be the priority. But he was not overly eager to talk about the wide receiver position and just kind of made it very simple and saying, look, I want guys that can get open and catch the football. Well, I mean, don't we all, right? I mean, that's pretty basic concept there. But it certainly didn't seem like McDermott had the same enthusiasm answering that question as he did about the tight end position, which he then took that opportunity to discuss the offensive line. Another question came along from McDermott where he was asked about, you know, what his main goals and main points of emphasis for being at the combine was. And you can imagine Sean McDermott talked about people. And so I think, you know, just identifying things about people's character. And so I'll read the quote to you. This is what he actually said, quote, I want to know who they are as a person, number one. I want to make sure that, number two, they fit us. And then number three, that there's a history there. You name it, success on the field, off the field, availability. Those are some of the boxes we try at least to evaluate while we're here. I want to get to know these players, not only on the field, but off the field, and get to know them as people, get to know their background, get to know them a little bit from a football intelligence standpoint, albeit sometimes only in 15 minutes. But it's really a chance for us to get in front of these young men. So when you start hearing about character concerns or work ethic concerns about a prospect, you can dismiss it. The Bills aren't going to go after that player. The Bills want clean prospects, guys that fit and buy in and that they have no issues bringing into the building, and guys that are going to buy into the culture. This Sean McDermott Buffalo Bills organization is all about culture, hard work, and people that are wired the right way. And McDermott's going to take just about every opportunity to remind you of that. And so, talent is great, but McDermott is trying to get the right mix of players. And so obviously evaluating the personality of these players and getting to know them is is of top priority for McDermott and Brandon Bean and the scouting staff. It's also interesting that, that McDermott was asked about, you know, being a defensive-minded head coach in what is really turning into an offense league, a league dictated by offense. And he said, I know my background was defense, but I'm not a defensive coach who wants to win 9-7 every week. Don't think that's a healthy way to become a legitimate contender and sustain success. We want to be able to score 21 points at least every game. You're doing yourself a disservice if you're not building a roster and your team to give yourself a legitimate chance to score 21 points. We used to set goals like holding a team under 17 per game. How many teams do that anymore? Maybe one team per year. You have to be able to score points in this league. And so it kind of goes back to, it makes you believe that this offense is going to be all, or excuse me, this offseason is going to be about building this offense. Now, there's plenty of work to be done on defense, which we'll get to here in a minute. But the reality is you can expect a lot of this free agency dollars, a lot of this draft capital to be invested on offense because Buffalo wants to be able to score points. And so it's not, this isn't Dick Geron football. This is Sean McDermott is not dismissing the importance, despite being a defensive-minded coach, of scoring points. And so it's interesting he set that number at 21. Certainly they're not going to not prioritize the offense, which is good because sometimes you can see defensive coaches just continuing to buy in on defense. And if you don't adapt, you're going to get overlooked. I do want to mention a couple other notes from this before getting into a couple of additional comments that McDermott made to Joe Bisciaglia. Spencer Long, Sean McDermott was asked about Spencer Long. He called him smart, tough, and position flexible guy. He did not commit to any position with Spencer Long, which I think is a good thing. He was asked about Duke Williams, and he praised Brandon Bean for taking a sleepy period and finding a player that might be able to come in and at least help or at least compete. And then finally, he was it was interesting. He was asked about preserving Josh Allen and making sure the exact words in the question were his plan was for managing Josh Allen's athletic ability. It's interesting that he went on and said, look, that he wanted players to be themselves and wanted to build a culture where players can come in and be themselves. And so it didn't seem like there was no comments about, oh, Josh Allen needs to protect himself, or we need to make sure that Josh isn't using his legs as much. He's becoming a thrower. He certainly was stating that, hey, whatever makes this player this player, he wanted him to be that. And so I think it's interesting because you might hear the guys in Carolina talk about, hey, we need to protect Cam more, and we needed him to make smarter decisions and get down and those types of things, where Sean McDermott's saying, hey, we want to build a culture where players can be themselves. Let's move on to Joe Biscaglia, who had a one-on-one with Sean McDermott. And there were two really notable takeaways from that session with Joe B that Sean McDermott had. And I wanted to take a couple minutes here and mention those. First of all, he did mention that the three technique position is a big need. The spot that was left on the field by Kyle Williams, obviously the leadership factor there really matters. But the three technique position is an identity position for Sean McDermott's defense. It's right up there with middle linebacker. And, you know, I know that I've kind of mentioned this a few times in the last few weeks, but defensive tackle is a critical need for the Bills. Right now it's Star Lotulelei, who's a one-tech plug, space eater, run defender. And Harrison Phillips, who I've said repeatedly, I think he's a rotational player. Jordan Phillips is a free agent. They want a star. They want a guy that can be a legitimate wrecking ball penetration style defensive tackle. It's a very important position for the defense. Whether that's Christian Wilkins in the first round, that's the name that I keep going back to, because I can just, when you listen to Sean McDermott talk about culture, personality, people that are wired the right way, fitting the building, Christian Wilkins is going to be that guy, and he plays defensive tackle. And they love accomplished guys. They love guys that come from winning backgrounds and have great pedigrees in terms of their college programs. And I don't think it gets any better than what the resume that Christian Wilkins was able to put together at Clemson. And so I don't know that there's going to be a real opportunity in free agency to really make strides at defensive tackle unless Grady Jarrett is not re-signed by the Falcons and he hits the market and the Bills make a run at him. I'm not sure that they're going to be super interested in Sheldon Richardson, but the reality is we probably need to spend more time looking at the available free agents, but then also considering the defensive tackles in the draft, whether that is Christian Wilkins, whether that's Ed Oliver from Houston. I just feel like brace yourselves, because a big investment on the defensive tackle at the defensive tackle position is coming, because it's a big position for Sean McDermott. It's a big position for this defense, and I feel like McDermott's letting us know that by saying it's an identity position and how important it was. He actually called it irresponsible for the Bills to not really focus on getting that three technique. The other main takeaway from Joe B was at the end of his session, he asked about Levi Wallace. And, McDermott lit up, certainly praised him for his commitment, his work ethic, and all the things that he did to work his way up at Alabama and then as an undrafted free agent to become a starter for the Bills and play really well. And McDermott told Joe B, he said, Levi is everything right about what we're doing. With that said, I think you have your number two cornerback for the Buffalo Bills. I think this is the guy that's going to probably wind up being the starter opposite Trey White. Now, I don't think that doesn't mean that the Bills won't bring in competition and they might not, that they won't draft one in the middle rounds of the draft, or they might not sign a veteran. But the reality is, I think that they're really thinking about Levi Wallace as being the number two cornerback. Now, he played well, and I've mentioned that that matters a lot. And I did mention also several times to you guys that he didn't necessarily do it against top receivers or top passing games. And so, he hasn't really been tested, but at the same time, he's played really well on an NFL stage. And so I'm excited to see how he continues to develop. Obviously, his work ethic is outstanding, considering his stories now with the Bills and with Nick Saban at Alabama. But I feel more and more confident that Levi Wallace is legitimately going to be that number two cornerback in Buffalo opposite Trey White. And seems like, obviously, this coaching staff is very, very happy with Levi and him potentially being that starter. And that'd be great. That'd be a steal. That'd be a very inexpensive player. And if he continues to play like he did end of last season, we'll be talking about a steal, a total steal. Tomorrow we have Brandon Bean. He takes the podium in the afternoon, so I'll be there to cover that press conference and obviously dig into the main takeaways, just like I did for Sean McDermott's presser. But it was less than 20 minutes, and so a lot of the questions that he was asked were about, you know, some of the coaching additions where he really praised Ken Dorsey and his time with Cam Newton and his development and the time that he had in scouting and how much that's going to help him as a coach. Certainly was very complimentary of Charles Clay and his time with the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, obviously they're moving in a different direction there. And he spent some time discussing, you know, really kind of going in depth even more than I mentioned, some of his purposes of being here and be, you know, discovering more about the player in terms of the person that they are. So thanks so much for tuning into this episode. I'll be back again for you tomorrow to recap Brandon Bean's presser. Please hit that subscribe button. Please leave that 5-star review. Please share the podcast. Tell a friend what we're doing. All that type of stuff really, really helps the podcast. And certainly appreciate your support. Everything's been so awesome since I've taken this position. And you guys have been really receptive to me as host. And so I'm having a blast here covering this stuff for you. And looking forward to breaking down Brandon Bean's presser tomorrow. As always, thanks so much for listening to the Locked On Bills podcast.